Listening Library presents Paper Valentine by Brenna Yovanoff. Read for you by Caitlin Prentice. Any man's death diminishes me because I am involved in mankind. John Donne. The Dead Girl. Chapter 1. My sister Ariel is sprawled upside down on the couch, pointing with the TV remote. News 4 anchorman Ron Coleman is totally doing it with special correspondent Cora Butcher, she says. I bet they make out like hyenas as soon as Jim Dean starts giving the weather report. Her legs are brown and bony. She's got her sundress hiked up and is in danger of flashing her underwear. Ariel loves the local news in the same practically manic way she loves most things. Like, even though it's just half an hour of all the same cliches and ridiculous haircuts, she has to give it her complete, frantic attention, or else it will disappear. I can hear my mom flirting with my stepdad in the kitchen, arguing over when to stir the rice. The sound of their voices comes in from far away, hissing and buzzing, like the signal is fuzzy and I just need to adjust the antenna. On TV, the anchors are looking serious, shuffling their papers, and I get up to go get a glass of lemonade. I already know how the news lineup is going to go. The feature will be the mosquito virus that's going around infecting people and birds, followed by the latest color piece about how our baseball team keeps losing. But first, we have to compare the high temperature for today to the high for yesterday. They've been covering the heat wave every night for the past.